Hello, Aquarius friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Aquarius July 2022 Astrology Must-Knows Horoscope Forecast. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com to see all the free goodies I make for you each month. And if you forget that address by the end, you can look in the notes underneath the video or podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, click on the little arrow button in the bottom right of the screen, and it will reveal the notes that has the link. This is for you if Aquarius is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Aquarius placement you watch for. We're going to be covering information that is relevant for you. July 2022 is a very, very busy month in the sky. We've got at least 10 more aspects that I'm going to be considering as I do the reading compared to the previous months or so. And so we've just got a lot going on. Now, the types of things going on are more superficial connections, and that is going to be a very big break because we are stepping out of the heat of eclipse season. We had a lot of heavy, anxiety-ridden energy starting at the end of March, definitely for April, supercharged in May, and filtering into June. But now we have our first full month that's really a break, a rest, between the eclipse cycles. So July and August and the first part of September, we're in this integration period where we're integrating the changes that happened or the things that were set in motion from the eclipse cycle. And we're not quite in what will be the last eclipse cycle of the year that will start brewing, you know, as we progress into September, October, November, and then even a little bit of December. Now, just a kind of heads up about that time, we are going to have a lot of retrograde energy, which I'll get into in a second, but we are also going to have the last Saturn Uranus square. So October and November is covered with that energy. If you haven't watched my video on that yet, search for Annie Botticelli Saturn Uranus square, because that is a very big energy that has been ruling the energy of war. It has been talking about, you know, a lot of points of conflict of things that we've experiencing are stories of this particular aspect. And so fortunately this month we are still having that energy a lot softer in general. I know that not everybody is experiencing that, but for the majority of people in the world, we are in this little break away from the Saturn-Uranus conflict, away from the eclipses. And so it's a time to just rest and breathe. So the next big must know is that of all of those many aspects we have going on in July, we have more salty than sweet. But don't despair, because we still have at least around 11 beautiful aspects that I'm looking at from the planets that we're considering in this reading. And that means 11 points where there can just be sweetness. I've gotten this visual for this month of like the sun shining, but some rain falling, but it's like a sun shower, right? And you're running towards a prize and getting pelted with vegetables. Okay, so you can tell that I watch a lot of movies that took place in a time where people threw vegetables, you know, for various reasons. And that's probably why it's on my mind. But that's kind of what it's like this month. It's like, yes, there's sunshine. Yes, there's rain. Yes, there's prizes. And yes, you've got to get through some of these bumps to get at the things that you're trying to get to. But it is still a very buoyant month. We still do have Jupiter not retrograde yet until the end of the month. So that's very helpful in the process of being hopeful and finding solutions to any of the little bumps that come. And like I mentioned before, these bumps are more superficial. Now, there is one big must know that is like, wow, you got to watch out for that we are going to talk about. But first, I want to talk about the fact that the tides are flowing out and how critical it is to take advantage of July and August for your big decisions, if your intuition and everything else is lining up to do it, you know, big decisions, big plans, things that require, you know, that you want for the long term, things that basically just imagine is the thing you're trying to do, something that you're trying to put out far and wide, like a boat being launched when this tide is going out. You know, little paddle boat, right? You don't have to paddle as much if the tide is going out. The things that you want to launch far and wide for a long period of time are the things you want to do in July and most of August, okay? Because we're not going to have those energies going out. We're going to have the energies pulling in more and more after the end of August and for the whole rest of the year. Mars retrograde is going to be there. We're going to have another Mercury retrograde. And so, you know, take advantage of this time, because it's only two big windows that we've had this year, and this is the last of them. Okay, so big decisions, contracts, big moves, big job changes, launches, publishing, new businesses, you know, big announcements, those kind of things are going to have a massive amount of support in July and also most of August. Okay, so basically June 19th through August 21st is that last open window free of personal planet retrogrades, because the retrogrades bring us inward and backward and make us kind of deal with the things that are coming to us rather than trying to push something out wide. The retrogrades is like the tide is coming in, and you don't want to push your boat out to sea when the tide's coming in. Okay, so as I alluded to before, our next big must-know is right at the beginning of the month, unfortunately, that we have to kind of start out with this bang and not a good way. Mars, the god of war and conflict in Aries, its ruling sign, making a challenging aspect to Pluto that rules birth and death and transformation and rebirth and major intensity in the stern sign of Capricorn. Okay, so in the first 5 or 6 days of the month, with the most intense, you know, the last few days of June, the first few days of July, July 1st is the actual connection. Watch out for everything, really. Guard your health. Don't antagonize a crazy person, you know, or someone who could become on edge, and just kind of assume everyone's on edge, and don't antagonize anyone. Don't, you know, initiate discussions that could go badly. Deal with the things that come to you, but just kind of tread lightly. This is a time to kind of hide under a rock for a few days, okay? Now, the whole month is not like this, but if you have to hide under a rock at any point, usually I don't make my, I don't issue the hide under a rock warning very often, but I am going to issue it for the first couple of days of July if, you know, especially if you're feeling it, you get an intuition about it. There's just going to be a lot of drama, a lot of stress, and a lot of things that you can avoid if you just kind of stay away from as much of it as possible and be extra careful and aware. Now, the next big note that I want to make has to do with some beautiful aspects, okay? Now, remember, you can go to anniehelpsyou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter, and besides being able to also run a free birth chart with the free software you'll have access to, which you'll get in the welcome letter, you'll also get a complete list of the major aspects, the dates, and what you can expect from them delivered into your inbox 1 month early. Okay, so you can do that at anniehelpsyou.com. So I'm covering some of the dates to note in this reading, but if you want a complete list of them early so that you know what's going on, you can do that when you are part of my email community. So in any case, July 2nd and July 12th, mark those with pretty stars. And even though I did tell you kind of maybe hide under a rock, there are some grace points that can come from this July 2nd Mercury and Saturn trine in air. Okay, so we've got Mercury and Gemini and Saturn in Aquarius making this beautiful connection. And it can be quite magical and bring some quite permanent long-term positive things for you. So, you know, I always think about these energetic pockets. Like, imagine you're in the water. I swim a lot. I live by the water, okay? And sometimes there'll be like a cold patch, and sometimes there'll be a little bit of a warmer patch. And they're like water currents that have different temperatures. So you might have your leg in a warm current, and then your, you know, other leg is in a cold current. But they're both present at the same time. That's how these energies are astrologically, is that there are pockets of energy and you kind of have to feel your way through. So here at the beginning of the month, even though we have that yucky aspect, we've got this beautiful air trine. And if you're feeling like something's working out, something feels good, you're not feeling the drama, you're not having points of conflict, then get out from under the rock and do great things with this beautiful trine, especially something permanent long-term that you're trying to get going. Maybe there's a point of conflict or you have to work a little bit extra hard to get it going. Maybe that's how the Mars and Pluto thing can be manifesting for you. But take full advantage of that. Now, on the 12th, we're then going to have Venus make that same beautiful aspect with Saturn. So again, these are energetic points that certain long-term things could be coming in, and they may have to do with ideas, big ideas that you've had, or things with your friendships or your connections, or, you know, humanitarian things or creative projects or anything. Now, everyone, all Aquarius placements, can feel the yumminess from these aspects. And if you are close to 24 degrees, then you will get an extra kiss. So 24 degrees, that's going to be the time close to like Valentine's Day, February 14th, babies. You're going to get some extra kisses from this, and we'll put 5 days before and after. So like February 9th through 19th, and the closer to around the 14th or around the 24 degrees, you all are going to get more of those kisses. Okay, so the next big must know has to do with the supermoon, full moon in Capricorn at 21 degrees on July 13th. Now, full moons are times when things get brought to a head. They get brought from the inner to the outer in a very big way, a big reveal. Things come to fruition. You know, accomplishments can happen, drama can happen. And when it's a supermoon, whatever that is going to be magnified because the moon is actually closer to the earth. That's what a supermoon is. And you can see it. The moon looks bigger. Like, whoa, what is that? What is that over there? It looks like, you know, something different than it usually looks because the gravitational pull is greater because it's closer. And of course, since the gravitational pull affects water and we're mostly water, you'll feel that. So if you feel the moon 2 to 3 days ahead of time, the full moon usually, you might feel this one a week ahead of time with the insomnia and the restlessness, the anxiety and the excitement, for better or worse. So this is, you know, a powerful moon that you'll be feeling, you know, for a good pretty long time. So this can bring fruition, completion, fulfillment in a bunch of different areas. One of the areas has to do with work, career, employment, accomplishment with your work or your work out in the world. Sometimes our dharma or our work out in the world is not employment. It doesn't have anything to do with employment. It's just a project you're working on or a life project or something important to you. And any of those things can see a very big fruition. There could be a big ending, a retirement, a leaving a job, and this is a very good time for switching jobs or making the decisions to retire or to leave work. So that's all happening. And you're also going to feel this in the 12th house, okay? So the 12th house has to do with your fears, your worries, addictions, you know, the places where you get lost in thinking too much. So you might have some opportunity to have a breakthrough with your mental patterns and other kinds of psychological patterning. And you might notice that that comes up at this time as well. Okay, so the next big must know is that we have a lot of Cancer energy. This is not in a really great aspect for you, so you will be feeling a little bit of awkwardness there. You might see things having to do with home and family and real estate and housing and things like that, maybe having some points of conflict or needing some extra support or just being extra busy, you know, with having to tend to your emotional world or someone else's emotional world. Also, your health sector is highlighted, so you might be having more stress or you might be having to get some tests or maybe you should be getting proactive with dealing with some symptoms that have been coming up. And this is actually a really great time to do blood work and diagnostics because free from the personal planet retrogrades really can help us to get a more clear picture of what's going on. So if you've got something that you've been avoiding or just even like routine things, this would be a really good time to do that kind of thing. This is also a really good time to ask questions about how you can better manage stress, what types of practitioners could be helpful to you for your health and wellness. This is an amazing time to get a pet, give an animal their forever home, or your animal that you have might need some attention. This is also a time where you might be painfully aware of how disorganized you've become in all or certain areas of your life, and you might seek to remedy that. When the sun is moving through an area, as it is in this, you know, this sector that we've been talking about, including your systems, you know, that you use for getting things done, the sun is like a spotlight. So when you have a spotlight in a room, it shows you all of the beautiful things. You can see the colors better. You can, you know, it gives a warm brightness to the room, but it also shows you the cobwebs or the cracks in the paint or something like that. So in your structures, your systems, your work, your daily work experience, your office, your pets, there are things in these systems that might need this spotlight to help out, and the spotlight might reveal some things that have to be dealt with. Okay, so just kind of be ready for that. The next big must know is that these Cancer energies, are very emotional. So this is a highly emotional month, especially for the first two-thirds of it. The last 10 days, as we start to get into the Leo energies, that energy shifts. But it is kind of an emotional time. Not necessarily emotional like the eclipses were, because that's like a whole different level, but just more of like, the topics of emotions are going to come up very strongly. Okay, so the next big must know is that we do still have some lingering energies in Gemini. We've got Mercury there for a little longer. We've got Venus there. And this is really great for you all. So you're still getting kisses from those placements because they're making a 120-degree angle with your placement. That's a trine, the most favorable aspect in all of astrology. And this energy can bring a lot of movement, a lot of activity in the area of children, yours or others, creative projects, your bucket list, things that you've always wanted to do, anything that's like a fun thing or a hobby. Those kind of things are really coming up now, and you might find that you're having some really good, yummy stuff go on there. This is also the sector of your romance and love, and so it's busy with nice energy. The Gemini energy might make it a little bit where you're vacillating about those topics, where you can't make some decisions and you're confused. Or you have a lot of options to pick from and you're having trouble narrowing down what to do, but it's still very positive energy for you. The next big must know is that we do have planets starting to move into Leo. And if you've been watching my reports for a while or you're otherwise well-versed in astrology, you know that for Aquarius, Leo placements mean oppositions. Oppositions are 180-degree angles that have a push and pull. Okay, actually a push and pull. So it's like things are pulling together and they're pushing apart. The me, we sector, like yourself versus other people, the things you need and who you are and what you're doing versus your partner and what they're doing. There's going to be a lot of push and pull there. It could be super positive, meaning you've got a lot of balls up in the air and you're keeping them up and you're doing everything and everyone's happy with you and you're doing, feeling good, but it's a lot of work. Or it could be that there are points of conflict and people seem like they're working against you and you've got to work those things out. Okay, so this is starting a season where July and August, the end of July into August, you're going to have a lot of busyness in your relationship sectors, a lot of things that require your attention, agreements, working things out, revising things, or setting some new things in motion. That's going to be very busy. Okay, so there's two last must-knows. One is that in that fire time, which in general is very positive for you. Now, it turns out that Leo energy can have what I just described, but that's still in a sign that's favorable out from the elemental perspective for you. We've got three beautiful trines at the end of the month, and they are with Mercury and Jupiter, and then Chiron and Mercury, and then the Sun and Jupiter. And so the last week of the month, there are just all of these kisses in the fire sector, which is still very extra beneficial for you, okay? So if things are a little bit more difficult with some of the tomatoes being pelted, like we talked about before, then just know that these fire trines can bring a lot of zesty, passion project related or just, passion-driven projects. And it can bring a lot of just ambition and zest and motivation and oomph. And so you're definitely going to be feeling that. We still have Mars moving through Aries, and that's been really, really good for getting things going for you, and helping you be more motivated and take action on things. And we've been in a window to do that. As it grounds into Taurus energy, it is going to be in a little bit more of a challenged point for you, but it still can be super positive because you can take all the things you got excited about over these recent months and put them into motion, put them into practice, and do something permanent with them to ground in the ideas into actual actions and outcomes. So that's very exciting. Now, everyone will get the kisses from these trines, but those of you who are near 8 degrees, so that's going to be basically, January, like the end of January, beginning of February, the closer to 8 degrees that you are. And really, pretty much most of you January born, so like January 24th through the rest of the sign, the first few days of February, you all, and the closer you are to 8 degrees, the more you're going to get the kisses from those aspects. and, well, at least the ones with Jupiter. And then the one with Chiron, that's at 16 degrees. Okay, so those of you who are in the middle degree sector this time, so we'll say February 6th. Okay, so like around February 1st through February 11th, the closer to February 6th, you are more in line for that kiss, although the goodies can come for everyone. And that Chiron trine can bring profound and sometimes sudden healing. Chiron is the wounded healer. And anytime we have a trine with Chiron, any work that you've done to heal something from the past or the present can show up in a really big way. You could have a big breakthrough, or something that you have accomplished for yourself, you can then put in motion to help other people, which will be very fulfilling. Okay, that's exciting. So the last big must know is that Jupiter is going to go retrograde. That's going to happen on July 28th. That goes until November 23rd. Jupiter is the ruler of Sagittarius, which is the energies of optimism and expansion and growth. So you might notice that some things that had been growing and expanding, projects that you've been working on, publishing projects, travel projects, you know, any kind of projects, might start to come to a halt or seem like they're slowing down, or people that you're waiting for information from might just disappear and you feel like you're getting ghosted and you don't know what the heck is going on. And don't worry, that is just Jupiter moving its work now more into the inner realms, okay? So Jupiter is the great expander, but we can only expand so far without a strong foundation. So for around 4 months at a time, Jupiter goes back, it stops its expansion frenzy, and it dots its I's and crosses its T's, and it looks for the places where you need to shore up before you can expand. So I don't know how much you know about skyscrapers and buildings, okay, but the bigger, taller building you're going to have, the stronger of a foundation, and in some cases, right, the further in the ground you need to go down to counterbalance that energy. So if you're expanding, and that foundation under the ground isn't good, it's going to fall down, right? So Jupiter going into retrograde is going to feel in some ways like things are slowing down or going away, like the benefits or the blessings are going away. But it's not really true. It's just working in a way that is lesser seen to shore up some things so that in November, when you can have a big push again, then, you know, then you'll have more strength to your future expansion. It is, like I mentioned, very important to take advantage of July and August for a lot of reasons. You know, the end of September, October, November, into December, we're in eclipse season again. Also, October, November, we are having the last of that Saturn-Uranus square. Now, if you haven't watched the information about my Saturn-Uranus square, you definitely want to search for Annie Botticelli Saturn-Uranus square, because it's very, very intense. And it's been going on in the backdrop for many of us now. Some people in the world are still experiencing this very fully activated. But for many of us, it's kind of gone into the backdrop. But we are going to have those points of conflict in the fall or for spring for you all down under. So that makes it even more important to take advantage of this energy now, because things are much lighter and more open compared to how they're likely to be at that time. So all in all, a month I'm very excited about, a very busy month, an exciting month of forward movement, and you getting to your prizes while you dodge the tomatoes that are coming in the form of the little challenged aspects that are more superficial ones, except that one right at the beginning, which is a little bit of a doozy, but at least there's points of grace like we talked about. Okay, so I've given you lots to work with to help you make the most of the energies this month and to help you understand the energetic patterns at work and play. And if you'd like more resources, I've got all of these here. You can additionally go to the little more button, the little arrow underneath the bottom right of the video, click on that, and all of the links that I'm giving you here will be clickable, right? So if you're looking for reading options, including a beautiful, very detailed 45-minute audio of your birth chart for $33 from my brilliant husband, you can find that at anniebclarity.com. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter. This is where you can access running a free birth chart. This is where you access my 28-day in-depth virtual coaching program called Shine for free. This is also where you'll find tons of blogs, and you get lots of other perks for being on my newsletter list. If you're looking for written horoscopes by me, always up a month early, you can go to cozybysweetstarlight.com. If you haven't seen this site, go to it. It is so beautiful. We've got me and my team have lots of amazing astrology-inspired blogs and healthy living blogs. We've got hypnosis for all the signs. We've got healing frequencies for all the signs. I've got the written horoscopes that I write. We have yoga for all the signs. So it's just a very beautiful, comprehensive site. If you're looking for free courses on how to manifest money and wellness, you can go to loomlife.com, my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, L-U-M-L-I-F-E. You can also find my astrology education courses here, including my behemoth of a master course called Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course, which you can fully utilize even if you don't want to be a professional astrologer, but it certainly will get you up to the level where you could be and show you how to make your business a success. And payment plans are available there too. Now, I've also got two books out and more on the way, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe. You will find this on the bookshelves in all major booksellers, including All the Books a Million, all the Barnes & Nobles. It's right there on the shelf. Plus, you can get it on Amazon and through any independent bookseller. And you can find Radical Prayer on Amazon, and you can order it anywhere as well. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!